This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. All right, we are back with another episode of We Have Options, and this is our recap of all of the crazy things that have been going on in the markets and honestly in the world. One of the most exciting things is that we just launched pre-sales for my new book, The Wealth Decision. So you can go to DominiqueBroadway.com/book and get to pre-order, and you'll also receive a signed copy of the book and free access to one of my most popular courses, the Finances Demystified Bootcamp. So please make sure you go DominiqueBroadway.com/book to get your book. Thank you so much in advance. All right, now that we have that out the way, because that's probably the most exciting thing I personally have going on in my life right now, let's jump into these markets. So as you guys know, recently the Fed has decided that this will be the last time for a long time that they will be raising interest rates, which is hopefully kind of a good thing, right? It's unfortunately for our savings accounts, boom, we're kind of hitting a ceiling here as far as what they will earn. But as far as some of our debts, at least now we know for the foreseeable future, those interest rates will not continue to go up. I feel like, you know, every time they raise interest rates, I got an email from Robinhood that my margin interest rate is going to increase. And I'm sure you guys have as well. All right. So as you guys know, we are in Q2. Crazy, right? So like the year is halfway, basically almost halfway over. I feel like I say this every week, but I do feel like I just celebrated New Year's Eve. But here we are. It's almost what, Labor Day, Memorial Day? I don't know. Anyway, so we are in Q2, which means that we are in, or we in the middle of more big earnings, right? More big earnings. And this has been a really fun week in the financial and earnings world. We had so many companies announcing their earnings. I feel like this has probably been the first week in a long time that we haven't heard about more job layoffs. Hopefully I'm correct about that. But the good thing is that there have been some really solid earnings coming out. And don't forget that anytime these earnings are coming out, these aren't earnings from the current quarter. These are all earnings from the previous quarter, okay? From the previous quarter. So Q1, all these earnings are from Q1, okay? So some of the companies that have released their earnings this week, just to highlight a few, one is Six Flags that actually had a nice little bump up after they released their earnings. So shout out to them. PayPal, right? PayPal had a drop in their value. Actually, they after they released their earnings, and I know a lot of people actually had puts on PayPal and were able to profit from that drop. Another one was Palantir. All right, I can say I was able to make a nice profit off of Palantir. And so Palantir released their earnings and jumped, I believe, about $4 or $5 per share, which was a nice little bump. Under Armour released their earnings as well. Did pretty good. Airbnb did not. They did not. I'll just say that. And it's so interesting because, the travel industry in general has been, doing well. So most of the companies that are in the travel space, Marriott, airlines, when they released their earnings from Q1, it was pretty good. It was pretty strong earnings, bright outlooks. Also, Airbnb has been changing a lot of its, I guess, kind of like offerings and things of that nature. And so I guess, you know, a lot of people actually, we were really bullish on Airbnb and thinking it was going to go up, and it didn't. It actually fell, I believe, about 10%. So that was, for me, a loss, just FYI. So I'm still holding on to my Airbnb calls in hopes that they will bounce back, which is also why it's always important to make sure that we are purchasing calls far out enough when you are doing an earnings play so that you have time to make up from any potential losses. So that is one loss. Actually, the only loss that I've taken this week is messing around with Airbnb. Actually, there was one more loss that I am taking this that I'm a part of this week. So listen, I'm always sharing wins, but I want to share losses too. Disney, guys, Disney did not, the second time in a row that Disney has messed me up a little bit, okay? So Disney released their earnings and they are actually down about $8.55. And as I said, this is the second time. The second time Disney has got me. I'm always very bullish on Disney, you know, and they always mess up with their outlook, right? So in one of the questions, actually one of my students was asking yesterday when I was teaching class in for our program, Wealth Demystified, they said, hey, Dominique, why is it that when a company releases their earnings and their profits actually are good, but the stock doesn't go up, it goes the other way? And what I had to explain to her is that it is because of the outlook and the future forecast. That's typically what messes it up. And so that's why I always jokingly say, I don't really care about your forecast. Just tell us what you did last quarter and that will help us and we can let the stock make the moves based off of that. And Disney actually announced that they had decent earnings, which should have made the stock go up. However, they did mention that their outlook was a little grim for the next quarter, obviously with the recession that we're in or pending recession or all the things that's currently happening. People tend to spend less on entertainment, education, and things of that nature, right? And so because of that, on top of their streaming service apparently has been losing a lot of subscribers and lots of losses there, thus making their stock fall almost 8%, right? So that is why, if you are wondering too, like, hey, it says that, you know, the earnings were great, but why is it down? That is typically the reason why. You should take some time and listen to whatever they are saying the outlook is, okay? And what they're forecasting for the next quarter. Another one that had a big earnings was Roblox, right? So Roblox released their earnings and they were up almost $4 after their earnings came out. So that was really, really good for them. So it seems like Roblox is doing pretty well. Also, another one is Robinhood, right? Robinhood, the company that many of us do our trading or investing on. They released their earnings and they are up not tons, but maybe about 50 cents per share from their earnings. So not bad though. That's not bad at all based on the fact that, you know, obviously there has been a decrease in consumers investing and trading. And so they've seen a drop in their usage, but apparently has been more money apparently on the platform is what I was also hearing. So good for them. Excuse me. So good for them. Okay. So those are some of the things that have happened this week. It is queuing us up for another, probably almost close to the last week of major companies releasing their earnings. So let's talk about some of the things that we have in store next week. All right. So going into next week, some of the companies we're going to be keeping our eyes out on are Home Depot. Baidu is another one. We also have Monday.com. We'll also be releasing their earnings next week as well. A lot of smaller companies, Rockwell Medical Technology. So a lot of smaller companies as well. A lot of the big names and big brands have already kind of gotten their earnings out of the way. Wednesday of next week, we'll have Target. That's always exciting. Target, TJ Maxx, Wix.com, Jack in the Box, you know, the fast food spot. Those are also others. And then going into next Thursday, we have Walmart. Okay. Walmart, Alibaba, Bath and Body Works, Dole, gambling.com. You guys know a lot of these gambling companies tend to do very well in recessions because people are looking for ways to get rich quick. So it'd be interesting to hear those earnings as well. So we have a lot of earnings coming out next week. Oh, also Deer and Company, Foot Locker, right? So we have a lot of earnings, a lot of big name companies coming out next week. And then you'll start to kind of see that you'll see less and lesser and lesser as the weeks go past. Cause as most of the big companies that have the ability to move, the S&P or the NASDAQ, have already released their earnings. Okay. All right. So those are some of the things that we have coming down the pipeline. Don't forget that when you are doing your trading, if you are trading stocks or if you are trading options, you know, it can always be a good idea to not just, as they say, go naked in a trade, meaning just being on one side. There are other opportunities to buy straddles or strangles, right? And we've talked a little bit about that. Or you could also circle back to a previous episode where we dig a little bit deeper into strangles and straddles. But that's another opportunity or way to make sure that you are hedging your position. So if there's ever a time where you're like, hey, I feel somewhat bullish on this company, but I'm not 100% sure, you can always do those types of strategies, strangles and straddles, to help limit those losses. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and wrap up today's episode with a money affirmation. Today's affirmation is, I am grateful for money. I am grateful for money. As we know, money is not everything, and it might not be able to buy us happiness, but it does help, right? It helps us to have housing and good health care and all those things. So I am grateful for money. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'll see you soon. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.